John Adams, James Madison, and George Washington are just three of our founding fathers that helped create the Constitution we know today, but it didn't come easy. In a letter written by John Adams to his wife, Abigail Adams, he mentions a quote that throughout this paper has stuck with me. It goes as is, "You will never know how much it costs the present generation to preserve your freedom. I hope you will make good use of it." I've asked myself, would John Adams, a person who risked his life for individual liberties, agree with where his ideas, his dreams have ended up in today's world? In all honesty, I believe he's looking down at us with triumph in his eyes. We're a nation that gave women the right to vote, a nation that stood up and advocated for equality between blacks and whites, and we're a nation that defied what we knew was possible and put a man on the moon. So if you were to ask me, is America today our forefathers' vision? I'd say no. I'd say the world they pictured had come and gone, from the Civil War in 1861 to the Civil Rights Movement in the 1960s. I'd say we as Americans have surpassed their expectations and the things we the people have been able to accomplish. For example, in 1963, when one man did something no one thought was possible, he stood in front of a crowd of over 250,000 people. He delivered a speech that went down in history as the biggest demonstration for freedom in the history of our nation. His name was Martin Luther King. Not only was he fighting for his freedoms, but for the freedoms of all colored people, so that one day, black or white, we can all be able to sit together at the table of brotherhood. In his Dream I Have a speech, he talks about his vision to one day see little black boys and black girls being able to join hands with white boys and white girls. Sadly, his life was cut too short to see his dreams become a reality. Without leaders like Martin Luther King and our founding fathers who fought for what they believed, we would still be living under a tyrannical government, and we wouldn't have the freedoms we so love today. It's historical events like these that have shaped our nation to how it is today, but there are some things our founding fathers wouldn't agree with in today's world. If you know your history well, you'll know about the Boston Tea Party in 1773, and how a group of men boarded three ships and dumped 342 crates of tea overboard because of a 1.5% tax. As you look around today, you see nothing but taxes. We're taxed on the money we make, which is again taxed when we go to stores or go out to eat. And then we're taxed again at the end of the year and told our money is going to pay off our debts our own government put us in. The average person now pays close to 15% in taxes, and 78% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. And for some reason, we're okay with this. If I know one thing, it's our founding fathers would be disappointed in this. Our founding fathers spent their lives fighting for our freedoms so that future generations like mine have the opportunities they didn't, that no matter our background, black or white, all men are created equal, and we're all Americans in one nation under God. I will admit, I know we aren't perfect, we still have a lot to learn, but isn't that what America was founded on? A second chance to live out our dreams? I know we'll find a way to overcome our problems, like we've always done in the past, like we did on 9/11, where they wanted to take away our hope for a bright future. But what did we do? We fought. We went to war. We showed that no matter how much you bring us down, our hope, our courage, our dedication to our nation will always be victorious. And for that, I'm proud to be a citizen of the United States of America, where dreams come true, and where mine is just beginning.